This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Enviros fail to shut down SWP, ag bills to watch, and CR could delay farm bill. State Water Project fends off Enviro lawsuit. An appellate court has shot down a lawsuit challenging the Department of Water Resources' decision to extend contracts for the State Water Project to 2085. Environmental and sport fishing groups claim doing so would violate the California Environmental Quality Act and the Delta Reform Act, which established conservation goals for the region in 2009. They pushed DWR to consider how shutting down the project would eliminate environmental impacts. The judge ruled that giving the SWP's, quote, critical role in distributing water to millions of residents in the state and hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland, the department was not required to envision a world in which the contracts terminate and the state water project comes to a halt. Jennifer Pierre, general manager of the state water contractors, applauded the decision. She noted that without the extension, contractors must pay any outstanding costs by 2035. You wouldn't finance a house with a 17-year mortgage if you could choose to bring your monthly interest payments down by using a 30-year mortgage, said Pierre. This is no different. More ag bills to watch. For the third year running, Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia of Coachella is proposing to apply California's environmental and labor standards to imports. Instead of imposing fees on the out-of-state producers, AB 865 would require them to submit a form self-attesting compliance with California codes. Last year, the Ag Committee approved the measure, but it stalled in appropriations. Garcia shelved the bill for the year and is now bringing it up for a vote. Appropriations will consider that bill this week, as well as one to add $100 million in drought and flood relief to ag businesses. In 2022, the Newsom administration set aside $75 million in drought aid, but the state deficit and inertia with launching a new program delayed the funding until late last summer. In the meantime, Republican Assemblymember James Gallagher pushed for more money to help rural communities climb out of economic hardship that lingers longer after the drought and floods. The state has delivered on much of the initial aid. But with the deficit deepening, the governor is proposing to cut $13 million from the remaining $30 million in the pot. The budget situation raises a steep hurdle for AB 1044 to survive out of appropriations. You can read our budget breakdown of the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Congressional deal expands Section 179 tax break. A bipartisan deal between leaders of the House and Senate tax writing committees would raise limits on the Section 179 expensing provision that is popular with farmers. The deal also would restore a bonus depreciation provision to 100%. Both provisions are used by farmers to reduce the cost of equipment and machinery. Under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Acts passed in 2017, the bonus depreciation provision that allows a business to immediately write off the cost of equipment or buildings dropped from 100% to 80% of the purchase price in 2023. It's scheduled to fall to 60% this year, 40% in 2025, 20% in 2026 before it ends in 2027. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Farmers expect significant carbon payments. Farmers continue to show interest in carbon markets, but they expect to see some payment from them. That, according to an exclusive AgriPulse poll of U.S. producers, nearly half of the farmers surveyed say they're at least somewhat likely to participate in carbon markets, but nearly 4 out of 10 surveyed said they would expect at least $40 an acre. 16% want at least $30 an acre, and some 31% were okay with getting at least $20. Now take note. The poll also says that a solid majority of farmers would support cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Lucas, a probes extension delays farm bill. The Senate has started the ball rolling on a new stopgap funding bill that would avert a shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies this weekend. The Senate last night approved the first procedural motion on a continuing resolution that will keep the government funded through either March 1st or 8th, depending on the agency. Looking ahead, while the CR would avoid a shutdown, it also could further delay action on a new farm bill. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson has indicated he'd like to move the bill in March, but the CR would squeeze the calendar. Former House Ag Committee Chair Frank Lucas says a March extension for getting the FY24 spending bills done is needed to give appropriators, quote, enough time to finish regular business. He told AgriPulse the continuation of the appropriation process puts the Ag Committee members in a bind. He doesn't think there'll be any agreement on funding the farm bill until the FY24 appropriation process is complete. Lucas told AgriPulse, quote, what we need, in my opinion, is the craziness of funding the government for the rest of the year to be over with, so the leadership and appropriators can make and the budget committee can make determination about how much money is available for everything else too. Then we can launch from there. Keep in mind the 2024 calendar is exceptionally tight given that the political convention start in July. Congress will only be in session for a brief period between then and the November election. Value-added grants available in fiscal 24. USDA's Rural Business Cooperative Service is accepting applications for approximately $30 million in value-added producer grants. Although Congress hasn't passed an FY24 appropriation bill for USDA, RBCS says it's issuing the Notice of Funding Opportunity to allow applicants sufficient time to leverage financing, prepare and submit their applications, and give the agency time to process applications within FY24. It estimates the funding would be at about $30 million. Electronic applications will be due 85 days from January 17th. Paper applications are due 5 days later. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's almost like what they do in Congress now. That Chris Reardon, Government Affairs Director at the California Farm Bureau, explaining to AgriPulse how key budget discussions once took place at a public forum, but now occur behind closed doors, and increasingly the decisions trickle out in trailer bills enacted months after lawmakers pass a budget. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 17th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.